Eric Name, the Bucks reporter for The Athletic, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Eric, how you doing today, man? What's going on?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing well. So last night, late in that ball game, Giannis not in the ball game. What was Budenholzer? Was he just thinking that if the game got close, he'd put him back in?
Yeah, I mean, I think it kind of, I was talking about it a little bit after the game with Mike Budenholzer, but it feels like the game went south for them at the start of the fourth quarter because they had both Chris Middleton and Giannis Antetokounmpo on the floor, and they kind of decided that, okay, this is the time that we're going to strike. And the goal was both Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum were off the floor for the Blazers. And I mean, to me, it seemed like that was the moment that they needed to really get themselves back in the game. And they had a great run. It went from 14 down to just 8. And then all of a sudden, Evan Turner hits a mid-range jumper. Evan Turner hits another mid-range jumper. Myers Leonard hits a 3. And then it was a spot where it very easily could have been a 4-point game when Lillard and McCollum come back in. Instead, it was still an 8-point game. They hadn't gained quite enough ground. It went from 14 to 8, which is nice, but it really needed to go to like 14 to about 4 or so, because then you can find a way to get through that. You can sit at Antetokounmpo for a little bit, because he had already played 37 minutes when he came out with 5 minutes left. So you can sit him out for a little while, get him to the under 3 timeout, and then have him come back in the game. And that just wasn't how it played out, because it was only 8, and then by the time that he would have came back in the game, it was 12. And after the game, that was essentially what Mike Budenholzer said, was, you know, they got an early foul trouble. Chris Middleton picked up 2 early fouls last night. They got out of their typical rotations. Then Giannis started the fourth quarter. He was at those 37 minutes. He wanted to get him a little breather. And then if they were down 6 to 8 points, he would have came back in. And that just didn't happen. But whether or not it happened, Giannis wasn't happy about it. Like when we talked about it, talked to him about it after the game, I asked him a question and told him, like, hey, Bud said if it was a 6 to 8 point lead, you would have been back in the game. And he kind of like looked. He's like, oh, okay. And then eventually said, you know, for me as the leader of this team, I don't think it really matters what the game score is. It's an ego thing. When my team is down by 10 or 11 or 12, I want to be in there. It's simple. I don't want to be on the bench. And, I mean, I don't think anyone who's ever watched Giannis Antetokounmpo talk with Giannis would ever be surprised by that answer. He's just someone who wants to be in there at all times. It's just another one of those things where you're going to see the differences between Jason Kidd and Mike Budenholzer. Jason Kidd would have had no problem playing Giannis the final 18 minutes of a game, because he did that all the time, and Giannis regularly went over 40 minutes per game. Mike Budenholzer, you know, got to 37 minutes, took him out to get a breather and hope that the game would be close enough, and then eventually decided to wave the white flag and not bring him back in. And, you know, it's an adjustment for everyone. A coach getting used to a player and a player getting used to a coach, and I don't know that either of them are going to change all that much. I can't imagine Giannis is going to stop wanting to play all 48 every night, and I don't imagine that Mike Budenholzer is going to feel any more comfortable with having Giannis go over 40 minutes in a game. So it's going to be interesting to see kind of how that goes down as the year goes forward.
So I don't want to call this adversity or anything like that, but is this just an understanding that, you know, hey, we're not going to waste the legs of Giannis if the game isn't close and within reach?
Oh, man, it's kind of... This is just, I think, a really interesting road trip, because you look at the teams that they have in here. The Blazers, obviously a team that they were kind of, you thought they were going to struggle against, because they have guards like the Hornets have, and Kemba Walker, a guy that can hit some pull-up jumpers that can make it tough for this Bucks defensive scheme. So you saw a game there that, you know, was tough. You see a game against the Warriors coming up on Thursday. That's obviously tough. You have a game against the Clippers, who are better than a lot of people think, coming up on Saturday afternoon. And then you have a Sunday back-to-back in altitude in Denver. And, you know, when you go through that four-game road trip, I don't want to say you pencil in the Warriors as a loss, but I think a lot of times you do. That team is just tremendous. So you kind of think that's a loss. You look at the end of it, you see a back-to-back in Denver in altitude, you think, okay, that's probably a schedule loss. There's probably two games to get here. There was this Blazers game, and there was that Clippers game. And, you know, now you've missed out on getting the Blazers game. And I just think it is probably Mike Budenholzer thinking, you know, I got to save Giannis from himself. But if you are trying to kind of go through this road trip, this is probably one of the ones that you thought, not that you can't win any of these games, but the ones that you thought you maybe needed to get if you wanted to have a 500 road trip, you let one go last night.
Talking with Eric Name, Bucks reporter for The Athletic. So overall, give me your thoughts on the way this team is playing. I like the style. I said, and Joe and I were talking about this earlier, but when you get to the postseason, at some point you're going to need a couple of stops. You're going to need a couple of lockdown stops. Not to say that this team doesn't play any defense, but that word is almost an ugly word at times, because as long as you're chucking it up from behind the arc, all they're going to do is wave an arm at you at this point. Is that now something that's not even a point of emphasis anymore with this team?
I think it's really tough, because this is a team that has been, I mean, before last night was top three defensively. They've been very good defensively. They've been able to get the stops that are necessary. And again, since the pace is so fast, you see 100-plus points in a game. So it's tough for the mind to kind of comprehend whether or not this is a good defensive team. But up until last night, they've been very good defensively. The big thing is there's specific teams and specific players that will make this defensive scheme struggle. And, you know, we heard it from Chris Middleton last night that, you know, the way that they cover stuff where the bigs end up dropping back into the lane, the guards go over the top, they're trying to force mid-range jumpers. On some nights, it's just going to be a really tough cover, because you have talented players like CJ McCollum, like Damian Lillard, that can really take advantage of it. So the big question to me is not whether or not this team is going to be good defensively throughout the year, because I think it is going to be good defensively throughout the year. The question is, when do adjustments come to specific teams? When will the Bucks game plan for an individual matchup? Because I think anyone who's followed this team thus far this year knew that Mike Budenholzer wasn't going to come into this game with a specific plan to stop CJ McCollum. And they weren't going to go into Boston with a specific plan to stop Kyrie Irving. Same thing in Charlotte with Kemba Walker, the three games that we've seen them struggle defensively. We knew he wasn't going to do that. But at some point, you do have to do that. You do have to prioritize winning games over getting your schemes right, getting guys adjusted to a new system. That has been Mike Budenholzer's priority through 10 games. Is that his priority through 20 games, 40 games, 80 games? When does that happen? But at some point, you do have to specifically game plan for teams. And that is really, to me, where the question will be, when does that happen? And, you know, does Mike Budenholzer make those adjustments when they need to make those adjustments?
See, I agree with you about the defense in the sense of they do play it at times, but where they've been so good is not allowing second chance points. They've been, correct me if I'm wrong, they're the best rebounding team in all of basketball, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Yeah, they've been really good about not allowing second chance points. So while they've allowed shots to get jacked up, and they haven't made necessarily great adjustments when teams start to shoot the ball, but what they're not allowing is the second chance points. They're good at getting the board and getting that moving in transition, because right now they're also second in overall scoring and just behind Golden State, because that's, to me, where they've kind of excelled. And just watching them a couple of times up close and personal, they get it up and down the floor, they'll get a board, they'll go, and next thing you know, they're popping it up from the outside. They're not even taking the inside shot, unless, of course, it's Giannis running free down the middle or an alley-oop or something like that. But they've been really good at shooting the basketball, and they've been good at transition buckets coming off of the rebound.
Yeah, and that was a big thing that Brooke Lopez has really kind of cemented them as a good defensive rebounding team. And the interesting thing about him is he doesn't tend to grab the rebound. You look at his rebounds last night, he only had four of them. But what he does is he's just a mountain of a man. So he sits in the lane, and anybody that's coming in for an offensive rebound, he eats them up. And then, as you mentioned, they grab and go. And while there's no one in the league better at grabbing and going than Giannis Antetokounmpo. So essentially Lopez kind of takes everyone out, and then Giannis sweeps in and does that. And yeah, you have to be able to limit second chance points. And, you know, last night that was something that their defensive rebound rate was down a little bit last night. They gave up some of those. They gave up some of those kind of backbreakers where you get the first stop, don't get the rebound, and then all of a sudden that turns into a 3-4, you know, a couple guys in that Blazers lineup. And those are just backbreakers. So I would agree. You know, they have to continue to do a good job on the defensive glass. Last night wasn't their best performance there, but, you know, I think that's kind of been a priority for Mike Budenholzer, and, you know, we'll see how it goes the rest of the season.
Eric, good stuff. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I look forward to it.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon. There you go. Eric Name of The Athletic joining us, the Bucks reporter, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.